Talk 580 CFRA. The Evan Solomon Show continues.
Well, there's always an election. I don't know if you've ever thrown your hat into the political ring. I always say, no matter who you are, you throw your hat in the political ring, municipally, provincially, federally. I don't care what party you're in. I always think it's great. It's democracy. Go for it. Once you're in public life, it's tough. But you're about to meet the man who is, I say this kindly, he's the biggest loser ever. And I say that because he's literally lost more than 90 campaigns. He is in the Guinness Book of World Record for running more than any other person, more campaigns, more tries, and he loses, and he loses, and he loses. He is the Canadian John Turmel. Is he the most determined politician in the world? Or is he the worst politician? Because he literally just can't win. He just can't win. And we called him up, and I said to him, look, I'm not sure if you're the most determined politician or the biggest loser. You've lost more than 90 elections. Why do you keep running, John?
Well, here's my point. I want to reprogram the Bank of Canada's computer to give everybody an interest-free account, like PayPal, okay? And when you get your Bank of Canada account, you can take out new chips to pay off all your interest-bearing debts, which I think would do a lot of good for most citizens of Canada. And therefore, I don't feel bad that I keep losing when I'm offering such a neat solution to people's financial.
Okay, let's go back to your first election. You've lost 90 elections and you're about to run again. Tell me your first election defeat. Was it your same? When was it?
Okay, 1979 in Ottawa West, I ran to legalize gambling. Okay, I got tired of being busted. I was known as the Great Canadian Gambler, and I'd suffered many busts in the past trying to legalize the industry.
Right.
And in that election, they asked me about inflation. And I said, whoa, how come my casino chips never lose their value, but the government's chips do lose their value? Whoa, the hardware is identical, which means inflation's a software problem. Now, they cut out that last line about the software problem when I did that on the Dragon's Den. I tried to explain to them how come poker chips don't inflate, but the coins in your pocket lose their value year after year. It's the same hardware, right? Gee, inflation's got to be a software problem, which a Mr. Spock could fix at the central computer.
Okay, but before I get you, okay, so you run on that, you lose. Then what makes you become a serial campaigner candidate? What makes you, because the people have rejected you, what about the next 20 times?
Okay, well, you see, most people don't even know I'm running, okay? They're completely uninformed about anybody but the main three or four parties.
Right.
So, and in 1996, when I ran against Sheila Copps, I told the people in Hamilton, I don't need to get elected to get what I want done. Go pick up my Let's software, local employment trading software. That's the time bank software. It allows single parents to log on what nights they can double duty babysit each other's kids and then pay each other with 1 hour bills, even when they're broke. Banking time. So anyway, 1 month after the headline, Super Loser Fails Again, because I made the Guinness Book in 97.
Right.
1 month after that big article, Hamilton starts up, Hamilton Self-Help Group starts up Hamilton Red System. So, mission accomplished. I didn't even need to get elected.
Have you ever come close to winning anything?
Well, it's an interesting thing, but I once ran for the NCF board, and I came sixth, but that was when the board changed the structure from 7 seats to 5 seats. So, the one time I would have won, they changed it, so I lost. Anyway, but no, of course not. I don't have the resources to spread the message, but I keep hoping that someone will pick up the software, set up a time bank in their community, and at some point someone will get elected on that basis.
Now, you're an engineer.
Calgary Lets, there have been
money because you don't get
No, Al. In my last year of engineering, I took the new mathematics of gambling course at Carleton. Mm-hmm. And I started making so much money playing cards mm-hmm. that the professor said, John, you'd be an idiot to work as an engineer at $6 an hour when you're making 15 playing poker and 40 bucks in Vegas playing blackjack.
So are you still a gambler?
Well, I had my whole career as a professional gambler. I lived three blocks from the Brantford Casino with the biggest hold'em game in the country, where I made my living. But 2 years ago, I got my pension. So, considering for me, playing poker was always a job, when I got my pension, I don't play poker for a job no more.
Do you think that a lot of people, I love that you run, it's a democracy, but some people say you're just obstructionist, that you get in the way of serious people trying to do the job. What do you say to
that? Well, here's the point. I got a site, smartestmanonearth.ca, because of the things that I'm aware of that other people aren't. People who want to diss me without knowing me, they got screws loose. I'm the closest thing to Mr. Spock on the planet. I mean, Mr. Spock was the expert with science and the expert with the mathematics of gambling. He could figure out the winningest way to go. Well, so can I. And Mr. Spock could fix a whole planet from a central computer. And so can I.
But John, so, you're a gambler. You can't figure out the odds of an election. You keep losing.
Well, I know. They say winner at the table is loser at the polls.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. Who are they going to laugh at? The people who could have had interest-free credit cards 38 years ago and are now living in their cars or on the streets or their kids are, you know, in poverty. And sorry, you didn't have to go through all that poverty.
So, okay.
I could have fixed it 38 years ago.
Now,
so who's laughing last?
The Pauper Party of Canada is the party founded. You are going to run in the next election in June in Ontario, the provincial election. Is that right?
Yeah, and then the Brantford Municipal, and then the next federal. I run every chance I get explaining how the Let's Time Bank software works in case someone wants to pick it up and do it.
You don't even want to win at this point, do you?
No. I'd love to win, reprogram the system, and then I could retire. You see, I mean, I got a software. All I want to do is switch the disks at the Bank of Canada's computer, and then I'm never going to have to run again. So I have a goal. I want to effect a reform in banking, and when it's done and everybody has an interest-free credit line, then there's nothing left much for us to be complaining about.
Well, you are the most determined political candidate. 90 losses and likely more to come if you
93,
believe...
94 races, 93 losses, because a Guelph by-election was called off for a general election.
I love it.
So one less losses than contests I've had.
The only thing he does, he might not count the cards, but he counts the defeats. John Jermel, good luck.
I wish you
luck in your next election, John. Thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
Oh, he will lose more. He's prepared for that. I didn't have the heart to tell him that. I don't totally get what he's doing, but they don't have discs at the Bank of Canada. Kind of don't think there's discs anymore. Well, I love it because I just want to replace the discs. But I like his style. Someone's just texting me. Your guest does know that Mr. Spock is a fictional character, right? I don't know. It's a heck of a question. I don't think so. I love that he's running. He's 67 years old, and... yeah, there's a bit of something going on there. I don't know how to characterize it, but he will lose. He will lose. But I just thought we should get him on so you can meet someone who is utilizing democracy to its fullest. All right, we got to take a short break.